Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Samech Hei. We are on the top of page 454. Siman Shin Samech Hei is Din Mavui Shenifras, the halachas of a Mavui that broke. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Mavui Shenifras Bo Pirtza Mitzido Klapirosho, a Mavui that had a break in the wall, one of the side walls towards the front. If you look at picture number one, you see a break in the right wall towards the front of the wall. If between the break in the wall and the top of the mavui there is a board that remains that is 4 tfachim, like we see in the diagram, then it's mutter. But that's only assuming that the break is not going to be more than 10 amos. But if you don't have a 4 tefach wall remaining by the front of the mavui, then it's going to be aser. Unless the break is less than 3 tefachim, in which case we say lavud. So if there is 4 tefachim remaining, the break is okay to be up to and including 10 amos. If the break is less than 4, if the remaining part of the wall is less than 4 tefachim, then the break has to be less than 3 tefachim. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph Mitzid. We're talking about a case where the mavui was fixed up with a proper lechi or kora. V'nifratz echon me'aksolim shebitzad orko klape rosho samach lalechi o lokora. And we had a break in one of the walls on the lengthwise of the mavui towards the head of the mavui, close to where the lechi or kora is, like we see in the picture. Sivkotan beis, im nishar arba tvachim, if we have a remaining wall of 4 tvachim, it's going to be okay. Shadayin nishar shir chashav amavui. 4 tvachim is considered a shir chashav, so you still have a shir chashav of a wall on the top of the mavui. Lachin lo batil ha-pesach ha-gadol, therefore, this break will not nullify the pesach gadol by the top of the mavui. Even though we've been learning many times that the shir of a mavui is a wall that's 4 amos, not 4 tvachim, like we learned above in Siman Shin Samech Gimel Sivcha Vav, haynu im nasa mavui mitchila. That is when you are making an initial mavui, it has to be that the walls are 4 amos to get a din of a mavui. Aval kan shekfar hoya mavui. But over here where already was a mavui, elosh anister, just a wall broke down, so then daibar betvachim shenisha mimenu, then it's enough if you have a 4 tefach wall left by the head of the mavui. Sivkatan gimel. We said as long as the break is not going to be more than 10 amos, says the Mishabura Eser Amos, the Ad Shir Zehu Bechla Pesach, as we know, up to including 10 Amos is included in the category of a Pesach, of an opening, a doorway. Yosser Mikan Chosha Pirtza, but more than 10 Amos is already called a Pirtza, a break. Vitzorech Listam Olasa Tzorza Pesach B'mokom Hazeh, if there is a Pirtza, it's more than 10 Amos, then you would have to put a Tzorza Pesach, or close up properly this break. Sivkotan Dalid. The Mechaber then said, if the pass is left over not 4 tefachim, it's going to be aser, unless the pirtza is less than 3 tefachim. The afagav de bapachos me eser amos mikri pesach. Even though the opening is small and less than 10 amos in an opening is only called a pesach. Hach over here, chayshinum, we're concerned dil meshavki b'nei amavui pesach amavui. Maybe people will stop using the entrance of the mavui. The yelchu b'pesach zula katzer darkum, and they're going to start using this opening to make a shorter way to travel. And that in essence will nullify the lechi or korah that needs to be by the opening of the mavui, because now the place of the lechi or the korah is, you have nullified the mavui. For who ain't shame pesach mavui alav? It no longer has a shame pesach mavui, because by having another opening that is going to be large, so close to the top, we're afraid people are going to cut through there, and that will become the opening, and this will no longer be considered the opening of the mavui. Sivkatan hey, unless, of course, the opening is very small, it's pachas min shosh tefachim, in that case, as the mishabura, the chashav kisasim, then because of lovud, we would say it's as if it is closed up. Says the mechaber vaitas abiz, nifratz mitzido shelo klapei rosho. So Sif Beis discusses a break in the wall of the mavui, but not towards the front. Like in picture number 7, the wall is further down. Shi'uro be'eser. So the shear of that break is going to be up to and including 10 amos. Afilu lo nishtayim en akosa by yesod klum. Even if the wall is totally broken down by the foundation, by the base of the wall, there's nothing left, it's still going to be okay. Fuhu de lo baki barabim. As long as it's not easy for people to travel through that opening. But says the Ramah, aval I baki barabim, if people are able to go through easily that opening, afilu lo nifrats rak arba tfachim, even if the break is only 4 tfachim, tzarech lasak no sham, you have to fix it up over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav Nifra Mitzido, Hainu, Delo Nifrat Samach Larosho. It did not have an opening close to the front of the Mavui, Ela Bifnim Mimenu, rather further in on the wall of the Mavui. The Imkain Kosha, and if so, this is difficult to understand, ask the Chavetz Chaim, the Hainu Dinu the Sif Aleph. This is the din that we just saw in the Sif Aleph. The Nishtayer Pas Arba Tfachim. We said in Sif Aleph, if you have remaining by the head of the Mavui a wall of 4 tfachim, so after that, any opening that's going to be 10 amos or less is going to be okay. V'lamu l'hamachaber l'mahader l'misni. So why does the Mechaber go ahead and Sif Beis and repeat what he just told us in Sif Aleph? V'tirtzu ha'achronim, the achronim answer. D'sif ze einu elo prato u'perusho shel adin harishon. It's really not a new din. Sif Beis is really going through some more details and explanations of that which we learned in Sif Aleph. D'kol shenishar pas arba. That so long that you have left over by the head of the Mavui, a board that's 4 tfachim, berosho, have a nifrat shelo klape rosho. That's already called a break not towards the head of the Mavui. Umishum seifa nakte. And the reason why a sif beis is mentioned is really for the seifa. Vahavi ki'ilu omer v'sif beis, and it's as if sif beis would have written like this. Tahoda aminam v'sif aleph, that which we said in sif aleph. Dim nishar pas arbo'a mutrad eser amos, that as long as you have a board of 4 tfachim at the head of the Mavui, the opening in the side of the Mavui could be up to 10 amos. Hainu afilu nishar min akosa by yesod klum. That's even if there is nothing left on the base. The break of up to 10 amos is going to be a full break. That's the erev chiddush of Sif Beis, even though the break is not nishar min akosa klum, it's still going to be okay. Mio, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, lo shari elahechid lo baki barabim. Again, as we saw already in the Mechaber and Sif Beis, and we'll see more about this, it has to be that it's not an easy opening for people to be traveling through. So even though there's nothing left from the actual wall, there has to be some mud or dirt there to make travel a little bit difficult. But the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that really Sif Beis is saying over what we learned in Sif Aleph and just adding on this Chiddush, that even if the wall is broken all the way down to the bottom, it's still going to be okay, less than 10 amos, as long as it's not going to be easy for the Rabbim to get through. Sif Katan Zayin, Shalo Klapei Rosho, again, the break in the Mavui in Sif Beis is not towards the head of the Mavui. V'hu hadin kishenifratz b'rosho mamish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the same way that you could have a break in the side wall, if you would have, as we'll explain right now, a fourth wall on the front where the Lechi HaKorah is, a break in that wall, it's going to have the same din. So says the Mishnah Berurah, hu hadin kishenifratz b'rosho mamish. The same thing is going to be if there's a break in the wall by the head of the Mavui mamish. Kigon, for example, shamavui sasam mishlosha ruchos. The Mavui is closed up by three sides. Uktsas meruach revius. And it's also closed up a little bit on the fourth side. V'tikun ha-mavui hoya al yedei lechi okora. And you fix up the rest of the fourth side by putting a lechi there or a kora. Shayamunach mimakom hastima, that the kora was resting from the place that it's closed on that side, ara koso shegnegdo, until the wall on the other side. V'naser pirtzer b'mekom astima. And there became a break in the place where it's closed up on that fourth wall. If you look at picture number 8, it's a perfect diagram. You see a regular three-walled mavui, and there's a little bit of a wall on the fourth side, and the rest of the fourth side is fixed up by a korah, and then you have a break all the way there on the left side, a small break in the head of the mavui. So it's the fourth side. If you have a break over there, it's going to be the same din. Shari ad eser amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there also, a break is going to be good up to including 10 amos. Kol sha'omed ha'nisha merubah l'paritz. So long that what remains standing in that part of the wall that was there is greater than the part that was broken down. Like in the picture, the omed is meruba al aparetz. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, d'hacha sheyesh pirtza beruach revius. In this case, in diagram 8, where you have a pirtza on the fourth side, ba'inan sheyeh munach akora dafka al kosle hamovui mikotza al akotza. That it's not enough, like in the picture, that the kora goes from the end of that partial wall till the other wall, but rather it has to go from the two extreme walls the entire way. Aval rov ha'achronim iskimu, but most achronim agree. That that which the kotel will be like in the picture remaining on the part of the wall that remains, that's as if the kora is resting on the wall of the mavui. Because this wall also is shayach to the mavui. And that which is a pirza in that wall is not a problem. Because again we said as omed meruba laparitz, is as if the opening is not there, and therefore most achronim come out that the korah can be like in the picture, although there are those who are more machmir, see, it has to go all the way from one wall to the other wall. The same thing would be true as if instead of a korah like in the picture, you'd have a lechi, it would be enough. The ain't tzorich lechi samach labayis. You don't need the lechi specifically to be close to the house. The lechi could be close to this fourth wall, even though it's not the side of the actual mavui near the house. Sivkatun ches afilu lo nishtayir. So again, the whole chiddush of Sif Beis over Sif Aleph is the wall can be broken down the whole way, even though nothing remains. What Salomar means to say, ve'ein ikov lavor derech osamakum. There are no little pieces of wall that remain that prevent a person from walking by there. Afilu hachi, even so, lo gazrinan mishum dilma shavke pischa rabbe v'aili derech osamakum ubatol pesach agadol. Still, we do not make a gzera that maybe people will leave the large opening at the head of the mavui and start using this mavui on the side where there are no pieces of wood or whatever material the wall was made out of that remain, and they're going to use that entrance, and that's going to be mevatel the Pesach HaGadol. We don't make that gzeira. But that's only assuming the lo baki barabim sefkat and tes pirish. Shehoya mokum metunuf. It has to be that area of that Pesach, even though there's no wall remaining, that it's dirty over there, or it's a little bit muddy and cement over there. The ein derech rabim lavor bosa mechitza, and it wouldn't be the normal way for the rabim to be walking through that break in the mechitza. The kol shekenim nishtayrum and akosa by yisod shlosho arba tvachim gova pnei kol apirza. Certainly, if the break in the wall itself has part of the wall remaining for three or four tvachim high, that certainly will be okay. The zeb vade ma'akev hilu pnei adam. That certainly will prevent people from walking there, and that certainly will be okay. Sifkatan Yud, the Ramah told us, but if it is Baki Barabim, if it's easy for the Rabim to get through, then even if it's only four Tfachim, you gotta fix it up. Says the Mishabura, the Shuv Endikra Pesach, if it's easily passed through by people, it loses its shame of a Pesach, Rak Derech HaRabim, and it gets a shame of Derech HaRabim. Now the Mishabura says on the top line of Reish Chav Ches, we're going to see Emirat Hashem in the next shir and Siv Gimel Lagabe Chatzer. Tamid shir pirtzaso ba'asara. There we always say the shir of the pirtzah is up to Tanamos. Afilu baki barabim. Even if there's no pieces of wall left and there's no dirt or mud there and it's easy to walk through when it is a chatzer, it's always going to be okay up to and including Tanamos. Umistampik amogen Avram. Because of that difference between a mavui and a chatzer, the Magen Avraham has a safek to lefim adam mavur b'simin shin samach gimel sifchav abago. According to what we just said earlier in shin samach gimel in the Ramah, timavuo shalonu din chatzeros yesh lahem, that our mavuis nowadays have a din of a chatzer. So evshir the gamlu inyan zed din chatzeros yesh lahem. So maybe the guy by this they have a din chatzer. Again, the difference that we're discussing here between a chatzer and a mavui is by a mavui, although the break could be up to 10 amos, but it has to be that even if there's no wall left where the wall broke down, but it has to be muddy and has to be hard to get through, only then it's going to be kosher. If not, it's going to be aser. But in a chatzer, even if it's hard to get through, because even if it's not hard to get through, it's easy to get through. There's no remaining wall. There's no mud. There's no dirt there. It's easy to walk through. It's still going to be kosher. So the suffix that we're saying over here from the Magen Avraham is we said in the Rama earlier that our mavuis nowadays are like chatzeros. So does that also include this rule that if the break up to Tanamos is easy to walk through, it's still going to be kosher or not? V'hu adim, we have the same question, the ira mukafas choma. If you have a city that's surrounded by a wall, where we learned earlier that gets a din of a large chatzer as well, v'nifratz b'chomosa pirtza b'arba tfachim, and there's a break in the wall that's the size of four tfachim, ubaki b'rabim, and it's easy for the rabim to pass through, im gam l'inyan zeh yesh l'din chatzer, is that also going to get a din chatzer, and it will be kosher even though it's baki b'rabim. V'siyim di yesh l'hachmir, the Magen Avraham ends off and says that one should be machmir. V'ayim sefer Beis Meir sheherich baza. Look in the Beis Meir where he speaks at length about this topic. V'siyem, and he ends off the Medina noe kol elu adina b'mavua shalonu. That Medina, all the rules that we're discussing over here lagabi mavui apply to our mavus as well. So he is going l'chumra. Finally, sifkaton yud alef tzarich l'sak l'shom. We said again, if it's a regular mavui and there's a break of four tfachim and it's baki barabim, you have to fix it up. Hainu sheyimatenu mi'arba tfachim. Either you have to close it up so it's not four tfachim of a break, o sheyasa shom tzuras haPesach, or you can make the tzuras haPesach and that makes it as if the whole break is closed up. We will stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.